Good afternoon. My name is Sherman Johansson. I've been a marine worm digger for 47 years. I started digging worms in 1966. That was the first year I fell down more than I stood up. 1967, I became a real worm digger at the age of 7. I have worked violently, vigorously, and as hard as I could all my life just to support myself and my family, including my mother and my father. My father and my grandfather were also worm diggers and clam diggers. That job of digging clams was taken away from them when the town ordinance was set, because they did not live in a particular town where they could do that anymore. My grandfather was half American Indian. He could have dug clams, but was ashamed of the fact that he had to go to a town to live to be able to dig there. I know that something has to be done, but the predators are not worm diggers. Clam diggers are more of a predator than a worm digger. They pick up clams and dig clams. I do not. Seagulls, ducks, and green crabs, especially green crabs, are the biggest killer. And there's also the scientific part of this whole entire thing, which is the ocean, which is dying at a rapid rate, whether we like it or not. The whole entire world is dying, including us. For every milliliter of seawater, there is 1 million bacteria and 1 million viruses and 20,000 proteins. This is in deep seawater, not shallow bays, estuaries, and shallow rivers which we dig worms and clams in. These are the essential substances of life for all sea life, from the smallest microorganism to the largest fish in the sea. When ships come into bay and port, they dump out up to 20,000 gallons of water, which present not only bad bacteria into our waters, which go into our estuaries. There are also poisons, toxins, which cannot be eliminated, which create problems for everything. Worms are migratory, and to tell me I can't dig here, I dug in Bath, Brunswick area for probably 40 years, from the 60s all the way until the mid-70s, worms died off. We had to go down east because you could only get 200 worms a tide. Clamming was no better then than it really isn't no more now today, because everything runs, the whole entire earth runs in cycles. Cycles, cycles, cycles. Photoplankton is the essential lungs of the water of the whole entire sea. Taking photoplankton out of the water eliminates the process of breathing, which kills everything in the water. That, in fact, happened at McCoy's Bay a few years back when the depletion of photoplankton in the water completely eliminated the oxygen, which killed every single thing, including fish, in that water on that day. The pH factor in the ocean, not only in the ocean, but in fresh water as well, will kill every single thing that is in that water by just changing a slight bit. I have dug clams, worms and clams, and I have seen clams dying, not because they were getting crushed or killed, because pollution was killing them. The sad fact of the matter is, it's too late for anybody to help anybody. The world is dying, whether you like it or not. And the killers are here, and present, and are not going away. No matter how much you try to conserve or take care of your industries. Thank you.
Thank you. Is Alan from Wisconsin come in?
That's not what I was going to say anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chad Coffin?